right.
Ha ha ha!
Gearbox Publishing, Steve Gibson.
We are so lucky to work with so many great creators here at Gearbox. You see the picture behind me here where we've been really so fortunate. We're so thankful for those guys that choose to work with us. We're so thankful for you, the games out there, to take a look at their creation. Gearbox Publishing, our mission is to be the most developer-friendly publisher in the world. We are trying to live that every day. I want you guys to take a look at a few more games we're really excited to announce. Take a look at a few more games we're ready to announce additional content for as well. Take a look. I hope you like it.
Did you forget your happy dear's birthday party? Have you forgotten your joy?
Yeah.
job, and one time I'm standing in front of a room with hundreds of masked cyclists. It's all good. Everyone's good. So I'm here to talk about Azure coming to PS4. I'm going to 14 this fall. We're really, really excited about it. I'm going to be introducing all of the Sony fans to the interesting 4 million players on Xbox and on PlayStation. So, yeah. Also, the reason why I'm here with Gearbox and Gearbox Publishing is because we actually partnered with them. They're helping us do something that we wanted to do for a long time. It has to be physical retail delivery for the game. So we're going to have it for both Xbox and PS4 on November 14th. So thanks so much for your time. We're also here at the show. So come hang out with us at 6117. You guys can get content.
As you guys just saw, we are very excited to announce Christopher and Sue is coming to Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch, and those are all available today, right now. None of that would have been possible without the help from Gearbox Publishing, as well as the local Seattle team, Play Everywhere, who's been working on the ports. And I wanted to give a special shout out to Chase Sansky, who's been leading that project and doing absolutely amazing time. So thank you to those guys. The last thing I want to talk about was our second content update that's coming out for Whisper Rain 2. And that is our Skills 2.0 content update. And that is coming out in September. I can't give a ton of details about it right now, but what I can say is that it's going to be loaded full of content. So look for that in September, and then just following shortly after on all the consoles. So that's it for me. Thank you guys so much, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Technical achievement, which is of course so quickly, blown away by the next amazing thing. So when the opportunity came with Steve and his team to make Unreal 3 finally, we thought, you know, what are we going to do here? We thought, you know, obviously what we're going to do is make this thing an absolute love letter to the Unreal fans who have been wanting this thing for so long. And give them exactly what they want. And we know exactly what the Unreal fans want. They want just massive spaceships fighting it out in space, epic fleet combat on a massive scale. They want a story that follows the story of Unreal 2 in a satisfying way that is true to the spirit of the original game and you know, true to its roots. You know, and most of all, they want that special sort of Unreal tone and vibe that you know, the brand is known for. So, you know, we're going to do all these things, and then we're like, okay, well, how are we going to do that? And the way we're going to do that is by putting together an absolute perfect team of individuals and talents who have the chemistry, familiarity with the IP to pull this off. So we're talking about concept director Aaron Kanditz, who's the original lead artist on the Unreal games. We're talking about Paul Ruske, audio composer. Paul's done all the music on every Unreal game ever made. He's going to be doing music on this too. And of course, Rory McGuire and the development team at Blackwood Interactive, many of whom are Unreal development franchise veterans. So, you know, I think with this perfect team of individuals, we can deliver a worthy and authentic sequel into the franchise that the fans want, they expect, and Lord knows they deserve. So thank you to Steve and his team at Gearbox Publishing for making this happen. Huge thank you and much love to the Unreal fans and the fan community. And thank you guys here at PAX today. Thanks very much.
Thank you. table. Meet the company firm into which we dump all that frustration. Here's how it works. Step one, you invite your anti-vaxxer or friends over. Step two, welcoming, entertain by a deliberately non-threatening presentation of a deadly virus, you are waiting to deliver a harmless Can you make a donation to some childhood vaccination programs then?
Sure, why not?
Okay, let's do that.
Look at this thing. This is the loot chest. This is solid business here. And you can see how well it's going to open up. Let's show them how this thing opens here. We really care about this. Man, this is awesome. And then it just like showed up the day that we announced the game back in April at PAX East. It showed up on the GameStop website. It sold out like instantly. So I don't know if any of you guys got lucky enough to get it. You didn't even know what you were buying because we haven't told everybody yet. Check this out. So this is where the game, you can put your game disc in here, or your Steelbook edition or whatever. There's this one box that includes these keychains of all the vault keys. Now notice, you've never seen any of these vault keys, so some of you guys are going to zoom in on this and spoil some shit. This map vault key, which of course, if you play Panorama and the Fight for Sanctuary, I'm getting the spoilers over here. We got these action figures, there's 12 minifigs. Pull some of these out. Look at this, is Tyree. Look how awesome that is. Right? And then, Club.
Oh, sure.
Look how badass that is. That's cool. Yes, I'm right on this. So there's a bunch, there's awesome stuff. So we raised up. A lot of people would want this and never got a chance to get it. So we're going to tell you about that. I've got a chance right now. We got this collector sample sent to us. The only collector samples Gearbox has access to is right here at PAX. This is the only one. And I thought, look at this. This is a model, like an old school snap type model. Look at the packaging. It's like torn, you know. And, like we did all this stuff. And then, like, the instructions, check this out.
All the artwork here, too, was done internally at the Gearbox, which is awesome. So we kind of tried to cater all the pieces of it to be something that you could find in the actual
movie. A clock map of the universe. There's a lot of spoilers on there. Yeah. I'm thinking, this is it. So I thought it would be fun to have a contest.
Yeah.
Right now. Give one of you guys a chance to win it. I will have to tell you, the people at Gearbox are kind of mad that I brought this, because this is literally the only one. They're all gone, you can't get them, they're sold out, you don't have them. And they want me to bring this back and keep it in the studio. And frankly, I kind of want it myself, because it's pretty great. Awesome. We don't get the physical stuff, check out the windows that come with it. I mean, that artwork is just sick. And, So, I don't know, what do you think? I know you guys know I'm a magician, and I might be rigging the game that I'm going to play. But I think we should try. I think we should give a few people a chance.
Right here.
To win this. I need some help. I need a random volunteer from the audience. So somebody's gonna get this t-shirt. I'm gonna throw it out to the audience. T-shirt. I think if you guys want one of these, I think I have a version for that. But actually, what I'm gonna do, I'll tell you to do it. I'm sorry, throw it. I'm gonna throw this out to the audience. Whoever catches. But you're gonna help me pick three volunteers. We wanna make sure it's totally double blind. The only rule is whoever comes up on stage, you cannot remember you know me personally, and we clearly not arranged it. Okay? I'm gonna turn around and I'm gonna throw this into the audience. And whoever grabs it, please don't find it. Whenever you grab it, stand up and I'll turn that around and I'll introduce you. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you stand up? Hi, what's your name? Sorry? Chad. Nice to meet you, Chad. Thank you for your help. Congratulations on your new t-shirt. Now listen. First of all, do you guys trust Chad?
Oh.
Use, oh boy. Chad, I have one more choice to make. Chad, use your
$20! Chad, use $20!
$20!
Chad, you stop here!
Oh, you got it. Thanks, Chad. These envelopes is a ticket. Now, three of these four envelopes contain a boring, plain white ticket that has the word loser on it. One of these envelopes contains a beautiful golden ticket that says winner. Now, I'm not going to play the game. Are the three ready? You guys come on stage, please. Now, of course, you're helping them on stage. Please bring them on stage. Let's welcome them on stage. Please, come on stage. Okay, then we're gonna let them make all the choices. We're gonna let them think, because I'm not even gonna play. And their job is to try to pick the envelope. It doesn't have the loser ticket, but has the golden ticket. Hey, see these keys? One of you stand right here. We stand here. You stand there. That's fine. Why don't you stand in the middle? Okay. And I'll stand over here. Now, what's your name?
Todd.
Todd, could you actually step up to the microphone? Todd, I'm going to tell you about these envelopes. Okay. Now, all of these envelopes, they all have something written on them. In fact, the first envelope, envelope number one, has something written on it. This is the only envelope that has something written on it. Even though all the other envelopes do have something written on it. It's just not something. It's something else. Except it's not something else. The question you have to ask yourself, Todd, is when I put a golden ticket in an envelope that says something on it, even though we know that all of the envelopes have something, even if it's not something. One. Don't think about it too hard. Todd, I have a second envelope. If you don't go for envelope number one, you might go for envelope two, which says nothing. Envelope number two says nothing, even though that means it does say something, but as I promised, it doesn't say something else. Todd, the question you have to ask yourself is what I put the golden ticket in the envelope that says nothing. It says nothing. But what if it contains something? Maybe it's a double-double bluff. It's a head game. How I'm asking you, Todd. I intend to win on behalf of the Gearbox team. I intend to win. If you don't go for envelope jumping number two, you might go for envelope number three, which says yours. Envelope number three says yours. And of course, you might think this is yours, because it says yours. But you might look at this envelope and you might think to yourself, would he put the golden ticket in an envelope that says yours? Because by looking at it, you know it's not yours, you know it's mine, but it's not mine, it's yours. If you don't go for envelope number three, maybe you go for envelope number four, which says mine. Now, of course, mine is much bigger than yours. You know what this means? We have to ask yourself, Todd, right? Todd, would I put the golden ticket in the envelope that says mine? Because you might look at this and you might think that it's yours, but no, this is mine. The other one's yours, this one is mine. So Todd, I'm gonna count to three, and when I do, you're going to say the name of the envelope. Whichever envelope you name, envelope you will receive. One, two, three. Nothing. And can we agree that the choice that you made was your choice, and yours alone?
Yes.
And this has been completely fair? I believe this is nothing. Todd, I want you to open the envelope that says nothing. Look inside. Make sure that inside there is a boring, white, irrelevant ticket that says loser. Oh, take it out. That's what's in the right. It says loser. There's nothing else in the envelope. right? Is there nothing else? Hold that ticket up for everyone to see it. Tom, I'm not saying you're a booster, but I am sorry you did not. Goose, would you mind taking a step up to the microphone? Goose, I'm not going to go over your gloves again. I think we've done enough of that. But Goose, I'm going to count to three. When I count to three, you're going to name the envelope. The envelope that you name is the envelope that you will receive. Goose, one, two, three.
It's all yours, baby.
Can we agree that you made a completely free choice, and this has been completely fair? You said yours? Goose, take the envelope that says yours, take yours, open it up, find inside, there's a boring white ticket that says loser. Show everyone the ticket, there's nothing else in the envelope, is that correct? There's nothing else in the envelope? Goose, I'm not saying that you're a loser, but I'm sorry, you did not. I'm sorry, this is game for three people, I'm playing against three. Oh, yeah. What's your name? Ian, would you mind taking a step forward? Ian, we've got two left. Something and mine. I'm going to count to three. You're going to name an envelope. Would you be surprised if I told you that I already knew what you were going to pick?
No.
Have you made up your mind already?
Yes.
Would I be wrong? Would I be correct if I told you that you were going to pick something?
No.
I wouldn't be correct. You wanted mine.
It is like a love letter from the developers to you
guys, more like a sonnet maybe. This is a big deal. They really, really pour a lot of work into these. And so when we found out that these were gone before most of you even had a chance to know about them, we weren't really cool with that. We thought that was a big bummer. So we went back to the manufacturer and we said, what can we do about this? And we were able to get a small number of additional Diamond Loot Chest Collector's Editions. Probably not enough to go around. So we definitely expect there to be more demand than we have supply, so we decided to do what they do with theater tickets or even convention passes sometimes. We are going to let you guys register your interest in buying one of these collector's editions, and then we will randomly select some people to get first dibs on them. So starting right now, actually, if you go to gearboxloot.com, you can register. You're going to have a week to register, and you don't have to rush into it right this second because it is not a first come, first serve. Anyone who signs up during the week that we're leaving this open is going to have an equal chance. When that week is up, you'll get an email if you were selected. You'll have 48 hours to claim your loot chest through that email and purchase it. If you don't do that within 48 hours, somebody else is going to get it. Maybe it'll be Jack. And we know that if you want one of these collector's editions, you probably have already pre-ordered the game somewhere. So don't worry about having to double buy the game, because this one actually does not have the game in it. And because of that, I realize I'm trying to pitch not having the game in it as a good thing. I assume you all already are getting the game. And you're actually going to get a little bit of a price break on this if you are selected. So these are going to be $189.99. And again, GearboxLoot.com, we've put it at the top of the page, in your face. You should not be able to miss it. You can go there starting right now, and you have until next Friday to sign up, register your interest. You do have to be 18. You have to be a resident of one of the participating countries. It's actually a pretty good country list, so international fans, we got as many of you as we can. And while you were on GearboxLoot.com, you didn't think I was going to come up here without a pitch for t-shirts, did you? We actually have new designs up today, including Risk of Rain 2 and first ever Homeworld 3 t-shirts in the world.
I'm pretty stoked on everything that Erica's been doing and her team has been doing for licensing. I always love physical stuff, and we don't know how to do it, we know how to make software. So now physical stuff is rad. Hey, who likes to party? So one of the traditions of Gearbox is we have a launch party. We do this in Dallas, and if you can get to Dallas and you can register, you're all invited. It's going to be sick! This thing's going to be on September 6th. It's a Friday. It's 1 week from today, I think. And check out who's playing, right? We've got Skip, we've got Salt and Pepper's DJ, Cinderella. We've got Mix Master Mike, those Beastie Boys. The Heavy, who's been shortchanged hero in Borderlands 2. They're coming back, and there's a big surprise about that you'll probably find out about. We've got some other surprises. It's going to be an awesome party. You guys are welcome to come celebrate with us. You can go to the website. I'll see it on the slide there. I think you can register on the party website. You can probably find it on the internet. Look on social. We've promoted it. And then you can register for a chance to get a free ticket to the party. If you cannot make it to Dallas, you cannot be with us live, join us virtually. This is the first time I'm going to stream the party. We've got some partners to help us, including 2K Games and AMD and Logitech and some other folks. And they're going to help us share the celebration with everybody. In fact, one of the cool things about this party is live, when it's happening, we're going to have a live host. And the live host is going to kind of make a show out. In fact, I think we're going to do the very first of a new show that's going to happen at least once a month. And it's going to be called The Borderlands Show. And the host for The Borderlands Show is none other than Greg Miller from Kind of Funny Games. You guys like it?
I can't believe it. I mean, you know,
their bedroom, and now this is our first partnership ever, making a show for you guys, making it for 2K.
I never thought that shit in your head would leave.
I know, it's surprising. How our relationship began, really.
But no, I'm super stoked about it. This is going to be great, and you know what? You're here right now.
Right.
I've got a whole bunch of...
You have a whole bunch of guys standing here.
Should we just start the first episode of the Borland Show right here, right now? Auto level to the character as you progress up. so you're always getting a little bit of a challenge. So that may be more difficult enemies and
right now, well, it's like playability.
Absolutely.
Right, that's the biggest thing I think we all want. That's what I was talking about. It's right in the American to come back. For sure, it exists from character.
Right. Now, so one of the things that we get to announce here today, and it was showing you right now, Rich, like, what's going on? This is Mayhem Mode. This is the bread and butter for the veteran game in game, which is, you can see that we have an IO that you interact with. You interact with this IO, and you get to pick between Mayhem Level 1, Mayhem Level 2, or Mayhem Level 3. Now, don't pay attention if you're seeing the numbers, if you're screen capping at all, these numbers are BS, they're all made up. But those are stats in there that are very important for what's going on. So Mayhem Mode provides a more difficult challenge. Monsters become more difficult, enemies become more difficult. We have better XP rewards for that, all right? And then we get into something that's really cool, which is the stats on the enemies change. So there'll be enemies that, you know, we can see, if we have a map up here, if we don't, I'll just keep talking about it. But it's basically, the enemies will take on new stats, so you never know what you are going to get. You can basically have enemies that are, you know, almost immune to fire. You have enemies that are immune to different things. Never know what you're going to get in Mayhem Mode. It changes the gameplay experience completely. It's a huge deal, and the team's been working on it for a while. So I'm really excited about Mayhem Mode. And all four of those things we brought up today covers just a bit of our end game.
Just a bit.
Just a bit of the end game. There you go.
So keep talking about the rest of it. I'm going to keep you off stage. People waiting outside.
Yeah, here we are. So you can see the map. And you can see that we're in Mayhem Mode. You know, I'm hoping people can see that behind me. You can see Mayhem Mode, you can see some of the stats, you can pull that up. So every time you go into a new map, you have new stats. If you change it, make it harder. It's, you know, we've been getting a lot of internal feedback from, you know, our testers, and they've been saying, you know, hey, we love this mode, so hope everybody out there loves it.
Yeah, I gotta say, Grant Cale really did a knockout job working on this stuff, and he's put a lot into the team, really is adding to that replayability that we're talking about.
Is this, like, from the onset of planning what Borderlands 3 was going to be, were you guys like, we have to make a game that when we get to the end game is just getting started?
Yes, that was something that was really critical. Is, you know, we want people to keep playing this, you know, for another 7 years as well.
Are you guys excited for it?
I mean, no.
Show premieres September 18th and beyond. Borderlands Twitch, Borderlands YouTube. You out there, Paul, you come to San Francisco to be our first guest.
That's what they told me.
Yeah, well, it's going to be in front of your fellow third, so you better strap in, right? That's your question.
All right, I'll be there.
Okay, we want you to be a part of the show as well. Obviously, we're doing the show for you. It's the Constantly podcast for you guys. So head over to constantly.com/Borderlands. You can submit your questions for Paul himself. You can give us your reviews of the game when we start playing. But yeah, we're very excited to be part of it. That's an exclusive
episode. You can see Mayhem. I think you're going to be great back on stage for a little bit of a wrap up here.
We're fine. It's like you're trying to get out of it. I'm glad I asked you to do questions. I have a lot of questions about it, being young.
All right. Well, then we have something to talk about in San Francisco.
God damn it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up.
Microtransaction job. And then after that, we're actually around the same time, we're going to be bringing the new takedown. Takedown is a new word that we're using to describe kind of like what we used to do with raids, but they're even cooler and better now. The first one is a Maliwan takedown. Again, a free content update. It has an all-new map inside of it, and it's a lot of fun. There's going to be some new enemies. There's an all-new boss. It's a big, freaking badass training boss that has some incredibly badass loot. And for any game players, you can absolutely dig this. You're going to want to get to know the friends and mix it up there. And then, of course, for anybody that's jumped in with the Season Pass, or if you bought the Super Deluxe Edition that includes the Season Pass, which I recommend, because that's stupid value. DLCs that we're building. You know, we went bold a few weeks ago and started working on the DLCs, and I've been working with the American team to build the outlines. It's, you know, Paul and Keith, the mission guy, and our American designers have just been having fun with this DLC. And I can already tell you, if you think of like the best of the DLC we've done in the past, like that's kind of like the threshold for the bar is for every campaign DLC that we're doing this time around. It is absolutely nuts what we're going into. We're so excited about it. And we're going to be announcing the first DLC in a future episode of the Borderlands show with Greg Miller. So definitely keep tuning into that. And you guys, I think we're almost done. I think we're almost done here. So what have we learned? Well, thank you guys for being patient for that line taking so long. I'm sorry for everybody. This is the first part of the show. Hopefully you can catch it, watch it again on video after the show. But we learned that, wow, Gearbox Publishing is super busy. Super, super busy. Trover is amazing. I haven't played Trover much myself, but my wife played the entire game. It was freaking hilarious. I was sitting next to her and got to watch it. It's absolutely hilarious. Highly recommend that. Bulletstorm, one of my all-time favorites, you can now play it on Switch. And Astroneer's coming to PlayStation 4 as a retail release on PlayStation and Xbox because of Gearbox Publishing. And Risk of Rain 2 is absolutely killing it. That's amazing. By the way, actually, before I talk about Risk of Rain 2, did you guys notice that we announced Homeworld 3? Yeah. Like, 3 is in the air, man. Somehow Gearbox learned to count 3 and some of the other things just happened. New DLC coming for We Happy Few, and yeah, I mentioned Risk of Rain 2. When you guys leave today, make sure on the way out that you pick up one of these. It's going to be given out by the Enforcers. This is a collector's commemorative token. On one side it says PAX 2019, on the other side it says Risk of Rain 2. And my finger is covering a code. Because that code is a free copy of the game for everybody. September 6th, 1 week before the launch of Borderlands 3 on September 3rd.